You're listening to SBS News.
The eyes to the right, 317. The nose to the left, 301. So the eyes have it. The eyes have it. Unlock.
British MPs narrowly vote in favour of changes to Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal. The amendment put forward by Conservative MP Graham Brady calls on the government to replace the so-called backstop provision that prevents a hard border with Ireland. It's a win for Ms May, who had urged MPs to support the proposal, and following the vote, she assured Parliament she will return to Brussels to renegotiate.
We will now take this mandate forward and seek to obtain legally binding changes to withdrawal agreement that deal with concerns on the backstop while guaranteeing no return to a hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland.
But the European Union has been swift to respond. It's issued a statement saying the backstop is part of the withdrawal agreement, and the withdrawal agreement is not up for negotiation. Yet pro-Brexit former British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says he remains confident the EU will back down. He says Parliament's support for the amendment gives Theresa May a stronger negotiating position.
What they've also been saying is that they don't know quite what the UK wants. And they say, oh, well, you're all so divided and the Tories can't agree and Labour's... Actually, what you saw today was something really rather wonderful, which was my party, the Conservative Party. You had Leavers and Remainers trooping through the same lobby with the same objective, which is to get a better deal for Britain. And we are mandating Theresa May to go and get that. And believe me, she can.
And if she can't? While a no-deal exit had been looking likely, MPs have now made it clear they do not want to leave without a deal. Parliament voted 318 to 310 to support an amendment that rejects that possibility. And although it's not legally binding, it carries political weight. Ms May told MPs that in order to avoid a no-deal exit, MPs, most of whom fiercely oppose her deal as it stands, must be willing to support the renegotiated deal.
I agree that we should not leave without a deal. However, simply opposing no deal is not enough to stop it. The government will now redouble its efforts to get a deal that this House can support.
While two amendments won the support of MPs, five others were rejected. Among those that failed was one put forward by Labour MP Yvette Cooper, which sought to give MPs the power to postpone Brexit from March 29th until the 31st of December. Also rejected was Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's amendment, which demanded parliamentary time to vote on how a no-deal might be avoided, which included holding a second referendum. And while he had previously refused to meet Ms May unless she ruled out a no deal, he's now willing to engage in dialogue.
Since we've had this debate and the House has emphatically voted to reject the no deal option that the Prime Minister was supporting, could I say that we are prepared to meet her, to put forward the points of view from the Labour Party of the kind of agreement we want with the European Union to protect jobs, to protect living standards and to protect rights and conditions in this country.
Ms May says if she has no new deal to put to MPs before February the 13th, they will be able to vote on the next steps on February 14th. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.